Okay, we got a quorum. Let's move forward. Public input. Public comments on agenda items for flood issues are limited to 3 minutes each. The flood planning group is also limited in its ability to participate in discussions or deliberations by the provisions of the Open Meetings Act. The group cannot deliberate or discuss issues that are not posted on the meeting notice. Is there anybody from the public at this time that would like to speak? There is no one in the room. If there's somebody online, please raise your virtual hand or let us know some other way. I see someone. Ma'am, if you would like to unmute yourself and tell us who you are for the record, you have 3 minutes.
Lisa Gossett, I must have gotten remuted. I'm not sure how. Thank you for this opportunity to share my concerns. My name is Lisa Gossett, G-O-S-S-E-T-T, and I am here in my role as a Brazoria County homeowner. As I have shared before, my home near the Brazos River has flooded 5 times between 2015 and 19 after a reprieve of more than 20 years. I also bring my experience as an engineer with over 40 years experience in the environmental field. I ask that you move that as you move forward with analyzing flood impacts in the lower Brazos River, you accurately consider the impact of Dow's Harris Reservoir expansion, which is under construction, at best I know, which will surround almost 2,000 acres of the current floodplain, was clearly flooded during Harvey with tall embankments. This obstruction will block and redirect flow of floodwaters that currently flow across out of the Brazos into Oyster Creek during flood events as well. Anyone in this group should know that flooding of the lower Brazos, certainly in Brazoria County, is a result primarily of floodwaters from upstream making its way down the river and then spreading out in the floodplain. This was clearly confirmed in the environmental impact statement for Dow's project. Yet in analyzing for mitigation, the applicant used a model that focused on localized rainfall events where most of the rain would fall within the completed reservoir, rather than clearly considering the removal of these 2,000 acres and these migration paths from the floodplain. Most of you are probably familiar with detention basins as means to minimize flooding to homes and infrastructure. This is basically an anti-detention basin being built. This approach does not accurately reflect the analysis of the real flooding and the flooding impacts that would occur from this project when water from upstream can no longer flow into or across these 2,000 acres of the current floodplain and will be redirected elsewhere. I realize the limitations of the Open Meetings Act and your inability to respond or directly engage at this point. I can be reached at lisa.gossett, G-O-S-S-E-T-T, at sbcglobal.net. Thank you for this opportunity.
Thank you, Ms. Gossett. And if you do have a chance, feel free to email those comments in. It sounds like a lot of detail, and that would probably be easier for us to carry them forward in our next cycle. Thank you.
I would be happy to. Thank you. Along with some additional information.
Appreciate that. Looks like David Lilly maybe has his hand up.
Yes, won't even take 3 minutes. I just want to bring to the attention of the committee concerns of several of my citizens in Grimes County and also in adjacent Brazos County with property that falls alongside the Navasota River. As recent rains have indicated, again, Navasota River does have a habit of getting rather large and overflowing its banks. And when it does so, as far as what I've been able to determine, there are no homes or any kind of structures directly in the area where the river does flood. So that's not a concern, but some of this bottomland is used extensively for grazing and so on. And it is, from what they, their opinion is that it's increasing the area that's being flooded and prolonging the period. I've explained to them, of course, that a lot of what's driving that is weather conditions. And in our case, primarily any releases from Lake Limestone that goes downstream. But one of the concerns that they did raise was that, to their knowledge, and some of these residents have lived in the area for a number of decades, they do not remember there ever being any efforts to either dredge or at least try and clear out debris from the Navasota River. And this would be primarily directed to the Corps of Engineers. I don't know if anybody from the Corps is online with us today, but I am also, I share their concern about that. Over the last decade, we've had a number of major flood events, and I don't believe there's ever been any effort of any type to try and clear out any resulting debris that could be causing the river to redirect its floodwaters, if you will. So I would like to at least raise that concern. I do plan on reaching out to the Corps of Engineers and discussing this with them directly, but I did want to share that with the members.
Thank you, David. Is there anybody else who would like to speak in during public outreach here? Anyone else wanting to give public input at this time? All right, otherwise we ask you to keep your mic muted until you're speaking.